Dictation for Susan Wilson, November 2046. Addresses a letter to Dr. Seth S.E.T.H. Ferguson, F.E.R.G.U.S.O.N. 6680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, follow up Mrs. Wilson. Chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, proteinuria, last visit in May. Follows with cardiology at Greenville. She's been told a silent heart attack. No invasive procedure at this point in time. Chronic dyspnea, chronic orthopnea. Has been on diuretics. Doing salt restriction. Denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary problems. No claudications or severe edema. No chest pain, palpitation, syncope. Review system done. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Eliquis, Coric, Norvasc, Lasix. Remains on insulin, cholesterol management. Aspirin and Plavix. Next paragraph, present weight 152, blood pressure by nurse 133.54, RALS on the basis, no gross respiratory distress, no pleural effusion arrhythmia, no pericardial RAP, overweight of the abdomen, no ascites tenderness, 2-3 plus edema bilateral, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry in June, creatinine 1.4, previously 1.6, anemia 10.8, normal electrolyte acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. There is very low ferritin 16 with a saturation 18%. Present GFR 38, that will be a stage 3B. Prior CT scan, abdomen, pelvis. This is with contrast, March this year. Heart enlarged. Normal liver. Normal portal vein spleen. No kidney obstruction. No ascites. She has an intrauterine device in the uterus. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, TKD, stage 3B. No evidence of progression. She has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. She has congestive heart failure on diuretic salt fluid restriction. Has not required any supplemental oxygen. Diabetes appears to be well controlled, 6.3. She has iron deficiency anemia. She denies obvious external bleeding, not through the bowels, urine, or vagina. She needs to do a fecal occult sample. Please notice the double platelets, aspirin, Plavix treatment, and the Eliquis with a potential increase of bleeding. She has ischemic cardiomyopathy from prior bypass surgery with previously preserved ejection fraction. She has history of atrial fibrillation. All issues discussed with the patient. End of dictation.